Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, September 24th, 2018. On this day in 1991, the album Nevermind by Nirvana was released. Since the opening of marriage to same-sex couples almost a year ago, at least 7,000 gay and lesbian couples have married in Germany. And Berlin seems to be the front-runner in the demand for marriage for all. In all the three Berlin districts of Tempelhof-Schöneberg, Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, and Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf alone, there were more than 1,100 gay or lesbian weddings. In Berlin, one in four marriages was performed for a gay or lesbian couple. And in the five largest Bavarian cities, every ninth marriage was a same-sex couple. 12 months ago, the Bundestag decided to open marriage to same-sex couples. They could previously enter into a registered civil partnership, which gave them similar but not the same rights as married couples. What was essentially missing were adoption rights. Since October 1st of last year, marriage includes everyone. Two-thirds of gay and lesbian couples converted their civil partnership into a marriage last year. A similar number of women and men's couples married, although the distribution varies greatly from region to region. In Berlin and Hamburg, for example, significantly more men married, while in Dresden or Bremen, more women. The authorities have not yet been able to provide any information on couples who have adopted a child together. According to the Federal Ministry for Family Affairs, adoption statistics do not include the sex of the adoptive couple. In addition, an adoption procedure from the aptitude test to the actual acceptance usually takes longer than 1 year. It is therefore unlikely that there will be cases of joint adoption that have already been completed. The adoption of the partner's children, the so-called stepchild adoption, was already permitted in the registered civil partnership. Despite this further development, there are still differences or disadvantages in the marriage law for homosexuals. One particular criticism is that women in a lesbian relationship are not considered parents from the outset if their spouse gives birth to a child. Instead, a protracted stepchild adoption is required. In heterosexual marriages, however, the husband is automatically the father. This applies even if he has not conceived the child. Different queer federations demand, therefore, to strengthen the rights of children in rainbow families further. Jörg Sonnert, managing director of the Lesbian and Gay Association Berlin-Brandenburg, nevertheless praised the introduction as a, quote, milestone in homosexual emancipation in Germany and a long way from decriminalization to legal equality. Although many state politicians would like to see Berlin as the digital capital, there are huge gaps in the network infrastructure. Berlin's vocational schools have been eagerly awaiting fast data lines and modern computers for years. In many cases, proper instruction or taking exams is not possible due to considerable shortcomings in this area. Although the Red-Red-Green Coalition has set aside enough money in the budget for 2018 with 1 million euros, the expansion of efficient internet connections is failing, above all because conflicts of competence between the internal administration responsible for digitization, the education department, and the state-run IT service Center Berlin, which is responsible for information technology. The head of the Lotus Upper School Center, Angela Hesse, recently spoke at the economic breakfast of the Chamber of Industry and Commerce with the governing mayor, Michael Müller, of the SPD. She complained that her school had been waiting for years for a fast data line. Currently, a connection for a four-person household has to suffice for 2,300 pupils. Müller stated that he did not know that the infrastructure was so bad. And the Lotus School Center is not an isolated case. But according to Roland Ramig, head of the OSZ Kraftfahrzeugtechnik in Charlottenburg, this is a nationwide problem. Ramig said that his school is connected at a speed of 16 megabit per second, although the future technicians sometimes have to send and receive large amounts of data. private funding would have to be used for getting a faster service. They would need a capacity of 1 gigabit per second, but that would not be payable from the school budget. Meanwhile, the administration cannot agree if the Education Department or the Interior Department, which also runs the IT Service Center, is responsible for improving the situation. The IT Service Center insists that there is no mandate from the Education Administration to build a better connection. A total of 42 Berlin vocational schools, or 93%, have to make do with a data capacity of less than 200 megabit per second. The coalition wants to change that. But Secretary of State for Education Mark Reckles admitted that due to capacity bottlenecks in the planned IT infrastructure measures, planning and implementation are currently being delayed. Several Porsche drivers were involved in an illegal race in Charlottenburg, as confirmed by a police spokeswoman. On August 26th, six sports cars were driving at excessive speeds and with risky maneuvers in the areas of Kaiserdamm, Dunkelmannstrasse, and Witzlebenplatz. Investigations are currently underway. One witness reported that a Porsche accelerated so much that the tires spun and that it made several quick lane changes. Five other Porsche models with similar driving characteristics had quickly followed suit. According to witnesses, traffic accidents could only be prevented by quick reactions of other road users. The Porsche in the front had fled and escaped at Ernst-Reuter-Platz. A patrol car was able to stop the other five drivers. The police confiscated five driver's licenses and the cars. The vehicles are a Porsche Cayenne Turbo, two Porsche 911 Carrera, one Porsche 911 Targa, and one Porsche Panamera Turbo. Two of the men are 28, two 29, one is 42, police report. According to BZ, two of the drivers are said to be employed by Porsche. And according to BZ, the cars are still standing on the police area of Section 22 in the Charlottenburger Chaussee, where the GPS data of the vehicles will be analyzed. The spokeswoman said that police had filed criminal charges against each of the five stopped drivers on suspicion of a forbidden car race. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.